This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Marked for Revenge by Emily Shepp, read by Kirsten Potter.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. The girl sat quietly, looking down at her bowl of yogurt and strawberries. She listened to the clinking of silverware against china as her mother and father ate breakfast. "Would you please eat?" Her mother looked at her imploringly, but the girl didn't move. "Are your dreams bothering you again?" The girl swallowed, not daring to lift her gaze from the bowl. "Yes," she replied in a barely audible whisper. "What did you dream about this time?" Her mother tore a slice of bread in half and spread marmalade on it. "A container?" she said. "It was..."
"No!"
Her father's voice came from the other side of the table, loud, hard, and cold as ice. His fists were clenched. His eyes were as hard and cold as his voice.
"That's enough!"
He got up, pulled her from the chair, and shoved her out of the kitchen.
"We don't want to hear any more of your fantasies."
The girl stumbled forward, struggling to keep ahead of him as he pushed her up the stairs. He was hurting her arm, her feet.